Liz Sarest, who's a local woman who's trying to do something good for the community by getting these blokes to show a bit more than usual. Is that right, Liz?
That's correct, Scott. We're doing a Men of the River COVID edition calendar this year, where it's a little bit naughty, a little bit nice, but there's nothing rude or crude about it. It's just leaving a bit to the imagination, I guess.
All right, so maybe a strategically placed lobster pot in the right spot, or, I don't know, a flathead or something?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Not so much a flathead. We did that in 2005 when we had a calendar going back then.
You'd have to watch the spike. You'd have to watch the spikes, wouldn't you?
You would. This time we've tried to be a little bit more inclusive. So we've done some really great scenic river shots. We've also included all the local groups like the soccer club or the dragon boats, that sort of thing. So they're sort of all involved in the calendar, all with a sneaky little bit of flesh.
Okay. Now, Brooklyn really is the epicentre for the community. They all come together there. They've got to go to Sydney by train. A lot of people there, their car's a boat. What are you doing with the money?
Okay, we're trying to raise money for a community hall. We lost our hall back in the 90s. To private ownership. So since then, we've been raising money. We've had an amazing river race, which was a fun race around the river looking for clues. We've had a Just Another Brick in the Hall, which was like a market and music day. We did the premiere of The Oyster Farmer before it was released to the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was at the, I think I actually compared that one at Avoca Beach Picture Theatre that was a fundraiser for the local community, and there are a lot of people from the river, and the best bit of the whole thing was when they had the lovemaking scene on the end of the old jetty, and one of the ladies of the river said, "They get splinters in their bum."
That's exactly right.
And she said it really loud, and the whole cinema just cracked up.
That's right.
It's a great film, though. It's a great film, isn't it?
It was a great movie, absolutely. I've had Jack Thompson in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Along with a few other famous people.
Yeah, good story, that one, and a beautiful backdrop. I mean, it's just such a great place, considering you're sandwiched between, you know, millions and millions of people. You'd swear to goodness you're in Kakadu or something when you're up the river there.
I know. You go out in the boat and you look around and you cannot see one bit of civilization, and you go, wow, how good is this?
I know the communities are a bit isolated when you look at, you know, out on the islands, and so having a community place where the kids can do dance or recitals, or the scouts can put on their show, or, you know, the community can have a concert or whatever, is it important to have that social cohesion, you know, like your campaign to save Pete Island and so on?
Absolutely. Well, most of the children would come here to Brooklyn for schooling anyway, whether they come by ferry or their own boat, depending on, you know, what location they live in. So they have a lot of extracurricular activities, but also the end of school assemblies and things. There's nowhere, if it rains, where you can have an undercover area to do performances. And the other thing we don't have is like an emergency evacuation point for when there's bushfires, and we're surrounded by, you know, pristine bushland. That a few times in the last few decades we've had some real issues here.
Yeah.
And nowhere to meet and gather and get information.
Yeah, very, very important for you as well. How far along are you, the Men of the River calendar, COVID edition? You know, what are you expecting to raise, and how much more do you need to get a hall up and going?
Oh, look, these days halls cost millions, don't they? But I've just seen Hornsby Council, obviously with grants, putting $8 million towards renovating a cricket field. So I think we'd be able to get a hall for a couple of mil, maybe $3 mil, if we want something really fancy, but we're only a small community. And how far? Not very far at all. We need some seed funding so that we can get things off the ground.
Yeah, I guess it also shows the powers that be, the state government and the federal government and the local government, that you're really fair dinkum, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The people are prepared to take ownership of this, because that's what they've done at Mangrove Mountain and at Pearl Beach and many other places where councils can't afford to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
The community does it by fundraising, putting on shows, and it works quite well, that model, doesn't it?
That's right. That's exactly right. It shows the strength of the community.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the characters on the river, there's plenty of very talented people will keep that hall full and going.
That's right. Yeah, it's a very artistic community. But so is the calendar. There's some pretty artistic shops there too.
Okay, what can you? How can you titillate us into buying it?
Well, I guess the front page has a very far distant nudie on one of the staunchions on the road bridge. So, and he's not actually there. He's only been photoshopped in.
Oh, okay.
So I was just saying we've got the Oxfam Trail. Trail Walker featured in August, and that's just this huge mass of people running out of Brooklyn to do the 50K run towards Mossman, Bradley said, where they finished.
Well, it's actually 100. It's 100Ks.
Oh, 100, sorry.
Yeah, no, that, just because I did it, and you're right, down there where you gather and then go up that really steep fire trail out of Brooklyn.
Terrible?
I mean, if that doesn't get you, the other 400 hills... We were the Hawkesbury Hobblers, our team from the Central Coast. And Liz, don't do it. If you ever get the feeling to do it, just lie down and take a Panadol or something.
Well, I've done plenty of volunteering, serving breakfast for them. You know, the early hours of the morning.
That was the only good bit for me. But
well, they've supported us by allowing us to use one of their photos from the past, and you may well be in that photo for all I know.
Yeah, well,
it is a past one. With COVID, we did struggle to get some of the photos, so, you know, they donated one to us. And we just put a Where's Willy in there. So it's like Where's Wally, you just got to look very carefully to find Where's Willy.
Okay, it sounds great. All right, how do you get it?
Okay, you can go to our Facebook page, Brooklyn Community Hall, or alternatively, you can send me a message. Would you like my number?
Yeah, throw it in there, Liz, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, it's 0414 733 714.
Liz Suresh from the Hawkesbury community, thanks for joining us. Good luck with the calendar and good luck with the drive to build a new community hall.
Thank you.